close to this one and it didn't work out. That's not the kind of hurt I'm talking about, although that certainly happens. Open heart is much bigger and deeper than those situations and those hurts. When you really find yourself with your heart open, then you're open to whatever comes. And if the hurt of the whole world comes to you, you don't reject it. Because the path can't be clear for one thing and not another. It doesn't work to say, well, I want an open heart, but I don't want to be hurt more than I have to be, or more than the next person. So I want to have an open heart for pretty much the good stuff. And let me be a little bit cautious about the tough stuff or the stuff that hurts or the painful part. It's not a deep concept that open means whatever ends up coming down the chute is what comes down the chute. And if you're blocking off a section of it, it's not going to be open.
So embracing the pain as well as the...
I'm not even saying embrace it. I'm saying allow it. And what I am saying is the hurt is not endless. The pain is not such that it will destroy you. And just a little bit of experimentation in your own life with opening your heart more in situations where you know, or with people you know you ordinarily wouldn't, you will, and I can confidently say, I can pretty much guarantee you, you will quickly see that not only is the hurt that may come, or the pain that may come, an acceptable price, but you'll see with your own eyes that it's acceptable because so much else comes that isn't pain or hurt, that is beneficial, that is nourishing, that is enlivening, that is joyous, that is flowery. It just takes a little bit of experimentation in real life with real people to see that, to experience that for yourself. But yes, it's a wise question, you're correct. The price initially is a feeling of hurt, a feeling of pain. But the trick is, don't close off from that, and then the other stuff starts to come. I have to believe that everybody in the room has probably had this insight to some degree or experienced it in some way. I'm just saying, really get what it means. Really get what's possible. If you are willing to experiment with more and more of an open heart. I'm not saying give away the rent money. I'm saying don't close your heart. We're all taught early on to close our hearts. We're taught to be cautious. We're taught it's a dangerous world. It is a dangerous world. But not so terrible that it's worth the price of a closed heart. The payoff isn't good enough. If it was, I encourage closed-heartedness. I only say that because I see for myself that the payoff isn't worth it.
Well, I know within my experience, I was closed off for many, many years and numb, but now I would rather feel pain than feel nothing at all.
So that's the absolute confirmation of what I'm saying.
Okay.
You already had the answer. The only difference that I'm adding is now know what you've already learned. Really know it. You already have the insight. Now